hate to say this because I'm very fond of the Nelson family, but they sure are in an uncertain mood today. Poor Harriet can't make up her mind between a blue suit or a gray, and poor Ozzy, well, maybe it's lucky he did meet Joe Randolph before he mailed his income tax. At any rate, he's doing it over.
Yeah, lots of different story.
You all finished, Pop?
Yeah, I think so. I just want to check this booklet again. Think I've taken all the deductions I can. Common disasters. And I don't think that applies to us.
What are they?
Well, they list them here. If an earthquake demolished the house and a flood carried off all our property, and then a hurricane swept away everything else we own, I'd save $200.
That's a lot of money, boy.
Yeah. And, of course, there are other things. Charity, the theater tickets you heard Mr. Randolph talk about. Dependents. So you and David are deductions.
Are we common disasters?
No, you're dependents. You see, I'm allowed $600 a year for each of you.
Then how come I only get 25 cents a week?
You see, the $600 is supposed to cover your food, clothes, education, all your living expenses. I think that does it. Now all we have to do is go down to the mailbox and just drop it in. Harriet.
Well, Ozzy.
I was just going out.
I was just coming in. What's always so funny in the doorway?
Where were you going?
Just down to the...
There you are, Ricky.
Hi, Mom. Did you just get back?
I did, David. Oh, Jiminy, David, please be more careful. If I hadn't slammed the door, you'd have given the whole thing away.
I'm sorry, Mom.
That's all right.
Did you get the blue suit, Mom?
Yes, I did. Wait till you see it. It's so much nicer than the gray. I'm sure Daddy will like it better, too. Hello?
Hello, Harriet. It's Mother.
Oh, hello, Mother. Hide this in the closet for me, David.
Harriet, what's going on over there? Were you telling somebody to hide in the closet?
No, Mother. I bought a suit today, and I just asked David to put it away for me.
Why, Harriet, that's the reason I called. I was talking to Louise Adams a little while ago.
Oh?
She said she's been thinking it over, and you were absolutely right about the gray suit. It's much better for you than the blue one.
Louise Adams thinks I look better in gray now?
I must say I agree with her, Harriet. Personally, I like you much better in gray. Just doesn't do anything for you. Are you still there, dear?
Yes, Mother.
Well, I met Louise at the market, and you know how she is. I've got a craving for pork chops, and Louise tried to talk me into buying lamb chops. But I'm happy to say that I demonstrated the same strength of character you did.
You should have thought harder than that.
Dear, how hard can you fight? I wanted pork chops. I set out to buy pork chops, and I was going to get pork chops.
Well, good for you, Mother.
No lamb chops for me. I got the nicest pound of spare ribs you've ever seen.
Spare ribs?
Yes, Catherine Thornberry recommended them. Are you still there, dear?
Oh, yes, Mother. I was just wondering whether I could get down to the dress shop and back before dinner.
All right, now, Ricky, I'm going to pick you up, and you're going to drop this in the mailbox. And nobody's going to stop us this time, right?
Yoo-hoo, it's Nelson!
Hurry up, Pop.
Oh, hello, Emmy Lou. If you'll excuse us for a moment, we're going to drop my tax form in the mailbox.
Oh, what a wonderful bit of Americana. There you stand by the mailbox, a patriotic smile on your face. Your heart cries out, take it, Uncle Sam. There's a lot more where that came from. No complaining, no grumbling. You're eager and willing to pay your country its due. You're 130 million Americans, Mr. Nelson.
Thank you, Emmy Lou. Up you go, Ricky.
We've been learning about income tax at school. It's wonderful the way you can save money, if you know how.
Just a minute, Ricky.
I'll wait here on the fire plug.
Emmy Lou, I don't mean to be rude or abrupt, but I'm sure I've taken every possible deduction.
Golly, I hope you haven't overdone it, Mr. Nelson. The penalties are pretty severe. They can put you in jail for fraud or fine you $10,000.
Now, Pop?
Better hold it, Ricky. I think I'll take it home and go over it just once more. Uh, I'm a little disappointed in you, Ricky.
Me? How come?
Well, this morning after Will Thornberry talked you into buying that squirt flower, I thought I told you to be firm and know your own mind. If I hadn't listened to Mr. Randolph, I wouldn't have to change this tax return.
What did I do?
Well, if you'd known your own mind, if you'd been firm, you wouldn't have listened to me. You'd have mailed it.
Oh, it's Ozzy.
Harriet, I was just coming in.
Well, come on in. Wait a minute. What's that in your hand?
I think I'll stay outside.
Ozzy, that looks like the envelope your tax return was in.
There is a resemblance, isn't there?
All right, what happened? And don't tell me the mailbox was closed.
Before I could mail it, I met Joe Randolph. I let him talk me into making some silly deductions.
Oh, now, Ozzy, before
you... don't try to make excuses for me. I've been wishing wiki-washy. No mind of my own. Thank goodness you're a little different.
But, Ozzy...
No, I mean it, Harriet. The way you went ahead and bought the suit you wanted. You knew what color you wanted. Instead of listening to a lot of other people, you went right ahead and bought that... what color was it?
Blue.
Yes. You bought that... No, Harriet, it was gray.
Yeah, a gray-blue. A little more blue than gray. There's practically no gray at all. In fact, it's all blue.
Harriet, you said it was gray.
Ozzy, there's something I ought to tell you. A minute ago, you said you had no mind of your own. That you were weak and wishy-washy.
I said wish and weaky-washy, but go ahead.
I took the gray suit back and got the blue one.
Well, Harriet, this is wonderful. You're just as big a chump as I... No, that isn't right. You've got your blue suit, but I still haven't mailed my tax returns.
I got the blue suit, but I don't want it.
You don't? Harriet, what's the matter? Don't you have a mind of your... No, we've already established that. You know, they say that after people have been married a certain number of years, they get to resemble each other. You think that could be happening to us?
Could be. Say, I just thought of a very clever plan. Since it's pretty obvious that we both keep changing our minds, why don't you take my blue suit back and get me the gray one, and I'll mail your income tax return.
Well, that's the first sensible thing that's been said in this family all day. Say, come to think of it, we are beginning to resemble each other. You're getting more like me, I'm getting more like you. I keep changing my mind lately just like you, and you just thought up a wonderful idea.
Flattery will get you nowhere. Here, take this suit box and give me your tax return.
It's a deal. Oh, but let me give you a tip. If you see Joe Randolph or Emmy Lou, run the other way.
Okay, dear. Well, let me give you a tip. If you see Louise Adams, you run the other way.
Oh, all right. But you're asking a lot more of me than I'm asking of you.
In what way?
Well, Louise Adams is a very attractive girl. Beautiful eyes, beautiful figure, and...
So what?
You just don't run away from things like that.
Off to re-exchange Harriet's suit, and there goes Harriet down to the corner to mail Ozzy's tax return. But they'll be back in just a moment with their closing scene.
Hey, Mr. Smith, that Nelson family certainly is a bundle of confusion.
Yes, but I guess all families are like that at one time or another.
Oh, not my family. Not now, anyway. We've just bought a complete service for four of International Sterling in that wonderful Spring Glory pattern. And my husband and I have never been so solidly in agreement over anything.
Hey, great. I'll bet I know what it was that won your heart.
That pattern. Spring Glory is the loveliest silver design I've ever seen. It makes me think of April and brides and everything fresh and beautiful. And when we found we could get it at that complete service for four, everything was settled right then and there.
A complete service for four for under $100. That's an International Sterling wonder, all right. But then, all International Sterling prices are wonderful because they haven't gone up. Other leading silver makers have raised their prices, but International Sterling brings you the same substantial weight, the same superb quality at $19.44 prices. Could anyone ask for anything more?
Not me. Especially since I also got a great big beautiful chest with my silver. Big enough to hold 132 pieces.
Yes, you've really got something when you own International Sterling. The solid silver with beauty that lives forever.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, good. Let's see my suit.
Harriet, before you open the box, you're sure you wanted the gray suit?
Of course. Let me see it.
Don't be so anxious. Stand back a minute. No, I don't think gray would look good on you.
Uh-oh. Well, okay, dear. Let me see my blue suit.
You like the blue suit?
Yes, dear. Don't feel bad about it. I've been through it myself. You'll like me in blue.
It isn't what you think. I didn't bring the blue suit back.
Well, I'll be satisfied with the gray one.
It isn't gray and it isn't blue.
Well, what is it, for goodness sake?
Well, I met my friend Danny O'Hara. And St. Patrick's Day is almost here.
Well, I've always wanted a green suit.
You're still off, Harriet. Danny's an orangeman. But don't get upset. It isn't orange. It's more of a reddish color.
But, Ozzy, I wanted the gray suit.
Well, maybe we can work something out tomorrow. We'll keep them coming and going. And the first time a gray one comes through the front door, we'll nail it shut. On the way home from the dress shop, I stopped to glance in the window of the trick store. And while I was looking in, little Will Thornberry came up. I really don't have a mind of my own.
I don't get it.
You will. Smell this flower on my lapel.
Tune in next week to another adventure of Ozzie and Harriet, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, and starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were David and Ricky Nelson, Janet Waldo, Loreen Tuttle, Marvin Miller, and yours truly, Vern Smith. Original music was composed and conducted by Billy May.